Welcome back to our build coverage. How are you, my friend?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
So I have here with me, and maybe later on, someone else, corporate vice president.
What does that even mean?
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you'll explain it. You'll explain it. You'll explain it.
Corporate vice president of compute, and later Rohan Kumar is going to come, corporate vice president of data, because he's getting out of a session. Newly minted CVP, is there a ring I should kiss?
Or? You should, yes, please. Yeah, in fact, you should be on one knee
but then
during
you
the
can
entire...
But you can knight me.
I can. I have
Absolutely.
That. I now have the Microsoft knighting power.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You know, and they don't give it to just everybody. Well, maybe maybe they don't.
Facts show maybe otherwise.
Awesome. So if you have any questions about Azure Compute, he will know how to answer them.
Right, or defer to other people.
Of course.
That's right.
So here's a question. Like, when we're talking about Azure Compute,
yeah.
Does this mean like you have a bunch of CPUs in your office and
mm-hmm.
stuff? Or
that's right.
Like, what does that mean?
That's right. Well, so I run it all in my own office.
Of course.
That's right, of course. No. This is, so I'm responsible for the services for VMs and containers, Kubernetes service we talked about a lot today,
mm-hmm.
The venting services, messaging services. So there's a bunch of management services,
mm-hmm.
so like the patching services and so on. So these are all my team. Good stuff.
It is good stuff. So let's talk about Kubernetes first.
Oh, okay.
Because I recently did something in Kubernetes. Somebody obviously had to help me.
Okay.
As Lena Hall, one of our cloud developer advocates who knows
Not
all
surprising.
This stuff. And what?
And by help, you mean she did it all for you?
She wrote the YAML file.
That's right. She wrote everything.
Yeah, she wrote the YAML file.
And the code.
And she like made.
And deployed it.
No, she like literally made a README file that says, run this. This will
double click here.
Yes.
Yes.
This will take 5 to 7 minutes. Just wait. And then she said, run this. But the thing is, like, what was amazing to me is I was able to containerize something and put it out in a distributed way pretty easily, obviously with her help.
Yes.
So for those that don't know about Kubernetes, what is it and why should people pay attention?
Yeah, great. So Kubernetes is an orchestrator, right? So it's basically a container orchestrator. It allows you to, let me take a step back.
Let's do it.
This, as we often say in the business,
let's do it.
Take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
First, let me start with containers. So containers are basically taking an application, and instead of packaging it up with a full OS with it, you just take the application portion of it, right? And so it's a standard portable way to take an application. It pulls. You see that motion? It pulls from the OS underneath.
Very artistic.
It's very clear what's happening here.
It's like you're blowing glass almost.
That's
Nice.
This is exactly what's happening with containers. That's
cool.
Exactly what's happening. So it pulls from the OS underneath and creates this environment, an isolated environment, but very very small environment because it's not doesn't carry with it its own OS, right? And very portable. It can run, you know, on a Linux one can run on any Linux distribution, Windows, you know, so on and so forth. So now, once you've got this, you've got many more containers now than you normally would have to run an application. So you've got like an application that used to be 3 VMs. Now you can start saying, great, because these are so small, they're all isolated, I can now spin up dozens of hundreds
thousands.
Of these containers. Let's not get crazy.
Okay, okay.
You're being silly
I'm
now.
Being silly
you're being
now.
Silly
okay,
now.
Okay, okay.
You can spin up hundreds of these containers,
mm-hmm.
and now you need a place to put them. So that's what an orchestrator is for. You basically can now place them onto it. You can make rules. You can say these two need to be deployed together. You can say these two need to be deployed separate, so on and so forth, and that's how you do it. And so this is what Kubernetes is it's basically that orchestrator layer that will allow you across a set of virtual machines to be able to deploy in a standard way. And it's an open source solution. It's standard. It's got a sort of a portable environment, and you can deploy in sort of a simple way across any cloud.
Right.
And then we have a managed service that makes it even easier.
I saw that.
You a little bit. So
I saw the managed service because I used the one before the new stuff was coming out.
I see.
Because you make me use the old stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right. You haven't earned it.
Yeah, I haven't earned it. But when I saw it, I was like, wow, you can actually look at the pods. You can look at the logs in the pods directly in the service, right?
That's right. And so you don't have to manage, you know, with the original deployment of Kubernetes, you had to manage the instances that were taking the API calls.
Mm-hmm.
Now with Azure Kubernetes Service, that is a fully managed environment, and you can just call into our managed environment, and all you have to do is manage the deployment of your containers.
Which was, I could have used that, because then I wouldn't have had to type stuff into the command line.
You still have to, I can't free you from zero work.
Okay, really?
You still type into the command line, but the command line talks to us
instead
of a set of nodes that you are running yourself.
So we have Rohan here.
Hey.
And
wow.
How are you guys doing?
Out of nowhere. As if he decided to show up 10 minutes late.
You had a talk. He had a talk.
Oh, okay.
He had a talk.
Okay.
He said the darnest thing. He's like, data is always slow and computers better. I mean, I feel like that's what he said.
I don't think you're going to resolve that debate.
No, we're done.
How about this? Compute's good, too. How about that?
Did it get shady in here?
Just got awkward.
Just really shady in here.
Oh,
so
man.
We were talking about Kubernetes.
No good, man.
But the thing is that you can run all these good containers, but if you don't have somewhere to put the data.
Correct.
What are you going to do? So tell us about the service.
A whole bunch of VMs, then what are you going to do?
What can you do with all these VMs without data? People have survived for many, many years
without your newfangled data products.
But no, please tell us what you do.
No, tell us about the product.
Well, so, I mean, you know, it sort of comes to sort of the migration piece, right? One of the things that we hear from hearing from the customers is, as the maturity of the public cloud's gone up, you know, the conversation usually starts off with, hey, what are my cost savings? It sort of usually starts off with, look, there's a whole bunch of these applications that they're not really being managed well even today on-prem. You know, it's DBA resources are pretty expensive. So when it comes to things like best practices around performance, security, governance, you know, it's like a constant headache for the CIO, right? So the discussion that we sort of have with our customers is, hey, how do we take that headache away? So just imagine where, you know, you move these applications to the cloud. So these PaaS services that we have, you know, for SQL Server, we have Azure SQL Database. You know, for MySQL and Postgres applications, we have those managed services in Azure. You know, if you are running applications on Mongo and Cassandra, we have Cosmos DB, you know, to migrate your applications. But one of the things that comes up is, while that's great, you know, how do you make it super seamless? I don't really want to invest in doing this migration. I want to get all the cost savings,
and
I want to leverage those savings in investing in, you know, retooling or, you know, rebuilding cloud-native apps.
Mm-hmm.
But so this was like a real clear piece of feedback, which led us to invest in things like managed instance. Right, when you think about the Azure SQL Database's new deployment model and all the investments that we've done in the database migration service, you know, we've learned over like almost 2+ decades of migrating SQL Server to the newer versions, or Oracle to SQL Server, Sybase.
You've finally
SQL
gotten
Server.
Good at it.
Finally got good at it. And
can't be throwing shade everywhere, man. It's gonna get dark in here.
I know. Only here.
but you know, it's been just an amazing learning, right? And if you take a look at the nuances of what the team has learned, and you know how we've really built the database migration service with all those learnings. You know, not every migration is the same. Some of the migrations are easy.
Yep.
Some migrations are super complex.
Yep.
You know, especially there are some migrations where your customers are like, this is a very important application, I can't afford any downtime. And they're not just migrate your data and your app and, you know, turnkey. Like, a lot of times you keep both the systems alive for a very long time, mm-hmm. and then you do A/B testing to ensure that the migration was successful before you do the cutover. So we've thought through all these scenarios.
Right.
Right. And I actually feel really, really good about, you know, we announced the general availability of database migration service today,
mm-hmm.
right? And we have a lot of these other services either generally available or in preview. You're seeing a ton of good traction. So it's really, you know, it sort of, again, starts off with cost savings, but then when customers start realizing the benefits of moving to a PaaS service, which
is much
beyond, you know, when all the investments, like I said, we've done around compliance and security and performance tuning, and, you know, when you sort of, you know, talk about Cosmos DB, just like turnkey global distribution, turnkey scale, you know, SLAs that are just totally governed and defined. I mean, there's no other data service that supports SLAs on throughput
in the world.
Like, it's like the SLA is down to like the response time that we're guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Well, and then the availability SLA across multiple regions is bonkers as well.
Like 5 nines of availability.
5 nines across multiple regions. It's just like, no one else has that.
Yeah.
Well, by the way,
I challenge you to find someone else that has that.
You know, I just can't. I can't. By the way, we've got the CVP of Azure Compute and Azure Data. So if you have any questions, make sure you tune them in. Or else I'm just going to hog them myself and ask all sorts of questions. If that's okay.
I mean,
it's okay with Rohan because, you know, data is, they like.
Much nicer. They're much nicer.
Is that data people are nicer.
That is true. That is true.
I will agree with that. Tend to be a little.
I will agree with that. We're a little bit more uptight.
I want to ask you about something.
Twitchy.
One of the things that was cool is I love, like, the amount of choice that you have with data.
Correct.
Right? Because, like, I remember it was like, for the longest time, it's like, oh, we want a database. Oh, it's SQL Server.
Right.
But running in your, like, huge database thing that's running somewhere in the back, you know, that Jim works on, and he doesn't let you change the schema ever. And
correct.
Sorry, I'm having flashbacks.
Who's this Jim?
I know, man. Keep running into him all the places. Yeah.
So tell me about like all of the options that you have, because it's not just like SQL Server now.
These are awesome.
It's tons of stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the core principles, if you take a look at just in Azure all up, is for us, it's we are an open platform. Like we're not going to go dictate a, you know, MySQL or a Postgres user or a Mongo user that you have to use, you know, SQL Server or our native services. It's, you know, that battle is just pointless. And, you know, we respect every customer's choice. And for us, it's really about providing them the best experience. So if you want to go bet on open source databases, whether it's Postgres or MySQL, we will provide you the best experience in the world in Azure. Right, just like you know what Corey and team did for Linux, right? Mm-hmm. There was a time when we were thought about as the Windows cloud, and nobody thinks of us like that anymore. And
right.
It's interesting, you know, I was in my keynote, I just showed the demo, GeekWire, effectively completely an open source shop. I mean, they sort of put together the solution.
Right.
It's like a scrappy startup. I mean, their CEO talks about it. You know, they are built on Azure. Right, they wanted to use open source databases. They came and looked at us, and the foundation that we've built with Azure SQL Database, right, the PaaS service foundation for relational databases, that really accrues value to these other services as well. So if you think about instant scale up and scale down, right, where as your application needs grow, you basically want to provision more throughput, and you can do that in a very, very easy and seamless way. So all those benefits that we've added, essentially the way we've architected it, they accrue towards open source as well. Now it's the same thing with the multi-model NoSQL side with Cosmos DB. I mean the foundation is very strong, right? We've it's built for global distribution, it's built with partitioning, resource governance, and replication as core tenets of the service. And on top of that, now we have API support for Mongo, we have API support for Cassandra, with HBase,
Gremlin.
For Gremlin,
right,
for Graph. If you
my nickname in college.
Exactly.
That's not true, but it was
Mongo.
Yeah, that was me.
Hey, Mr. Mongo.
You look like a Mongo.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so it's all the way from like supporting these. So the environment that the developers come in, it's very, very, it's basically what they're used to. Now they get all these benefits, right?
Yeah,
both our relational and the
and then still portable. I mean, that's the key thing, right? I mean, this is what's so exciting about it. You look at something like, and you talked about your database migration service, but that support now MySQL and Postgres as well.
Correct.
So now you can move these things around, right? You can deploy into Azure, you can get this fully managed environment, but you've also got this portability, right? You can leave, right? And this is what's so great is that it's like getting you to use Azure for the quality of the platform, not for any other reason.
And exactly, I want to second that, right? Which is for us, there was a point in time where every database vendor was trying to lock in the app. Because once you're locking your data, it's really hard to move. And our approach is, look, we are confident we're going to build the best database service for Postgres, MySQL,
right,
Mongo, Cassandra. And we're so confident that we're taking these community editions, right? So if you ever want to leave, you can leave. There is no proprietary stuff in the APIs in a way that locks you in. Right, so
you can't leave. You're stuck with this job forever.
Very open. It's a very look. I mean, we want our customers to come and use us because we are better.
That's right.
Because we
That's
meet
right.
them where they are, and we satisfy their requirements.
That's pretty
better
cool.
than anybody else.
Like it's almost like, come on in. We have shoes and you can use them, but we have a nice fuzzy sock that you're just gonna always feel comfortable with. It's not just bring your database over. But it's feel good about.
I didn't think of it like that.
Did you not like my analogy?
That was terrible.
Is it too much?
Wait, so you're saying, just to be clear, you're saying that
we're a warm fuzzy sock.
You're saying that the platform is a warm fuzzy sock, and you can wear it with any shoe.
Yes.
And then you can buy those shoes in any store.
Yes.
Got
not
it.
Just our store, but you buy the socks in our store.
Yeah, but if you take the shoe off, you can switch shoes. But if you take your socks off, your shoe is not going to be as comfortable.
You're a weird dude.
You're not going to be as. I think I'm forcing it. A little.
Too much.
Let's go with
we
the question.
We got a question.
Let's
go with the question. Not yours.
Sergey is literally bailing me out right now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
I need to migrate a lot to
Azure.
I like where this is going. I like where this is going.
I like Sergey.
Is there a one-stop way to migrate data, sites, IP configurations?
Oh, my gosh.
Sergey, where do you live?
We have a webinar. This is amazing. We have a webinar that's going, 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yeah.
That is ridiculous. It's going to be amazing. But we did one together on exactly this question.
Mm-hmm.
How to do data, how to do VMs, how to do IP, how to do basically everything. It does analysis on-prem. It allows you to actually do the migration. It's, so we do. Do we have a site? We have a site.
Yeah, we have a site where you can go register. I mean, so Sergey, you should definitely go check it out.
Check us out on Twitter. We have a ridiculous video. But that at least has a...
I'm trying to find
the
site.
Are we boring you?
No, I'm trying to find the site. They emailed it to me.
He's tweeting now.
But no, I mean, I'm absolutely, a lot of our customers have the same question Sergey does. You know, it's I mean, like, you'll see these turnkey experiences cover the whole plethora of the platform, all the way from infrastructure to data.
Okay, I think I've got it. I think I'm finding it. Oh no, that's not it.
We apologize, Sergey, for the rudeness coming from Seth.
No, there was like an aka.ms to sign up.
Yeah, migrate.
It's like on the 17th of May.
Correct.
So hopefully someone's watching it over there. There's a slide that has everything on there. So you people.
Is anyone even watching this?
Sergey.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
Sergey's watching.
I mean,
thank you, Sergey. Yeah, yes, we'll get that link hopefully pretty soon. Okay, so let's talk about compute. What are the new things that people should look at? Well, and I'm going to be paying attention, but I'm going to be looking. FYI.
Okay. So today we announced a whole bunch of crazy things.
Okay.
Right. So we already talked about Kubernetes. We had talked about the developer experience for Kubernetes, which is awesome. I think the other two things to talk about the edge, mm-hmm. IoT edge. This is crazy. So this combination of we've got this big public cloud, and then we've got this surrounding edge around it, where you can run all sorts of aspects of the platform mm-hmm. in that edge environment. So you can do sort of development in one place, you can do testing in one place, and you can deploy in all these other locations. And this is what IoT Edge really offers. It's container-based, so again, we come back to this portability, and you can go take that, and you can take those containers, you can deploy them in your local device, you can deploy them in the cloud, you can deploy them in the edge on devices, and save the amount of network traffic that needs to happen from those edge devices into the public cloud.
And this is particularly useful in AI scenarios.
You got it. That's where I was going. So this is where you take some of the cognitive services, things like vision, right? So then you can see, sort of do a live analysis of vision right on the device without sending any data back, right? And so you build the model in the public cloud, you sort of train it, it learns all the details. You then get that model, you containerize, and whoosh, that's the sound.
I've been right hearing that a lot in the office.
IoT
that's
edge.
What it was.
That's going. That's launching to the IoT.
Yeah, I heard that a lot this weekend.
Yeah, that's so right. That's a lot. It's,
we were all working hard for this. Whoosh, whoosh. By the way, I have this.
It's azure.com/migrate.
I have it right here.
Oh.
It's aka.ms/Azure Migration Webcast, Thursday, May 17th from 10 a.m. PST, 1 a.m. EST. 1 p.m., sorry. That was not right.
That's a long webcast.
So, aka.ms, Azure Migration Webcast.
A 12-hour webcast.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you to that.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. We had a lot to say.
So remember, by the way, for Sergey and everybody else, aka.ms, Azure Migration Webcast, Thursday, May 17th, 10 a.m. Pacific.
And then azure.com/migrate. Yes.
Okay.
So, Ray has a comment.
We're all watching you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He seems disappointed.
Dozens of people.
Dot, dot, dot.
He's like, look, I'm here, okay? Make it worthwhile.
Yeah, he seems disappointed. So anyway, can I finish?
Yes, please.
So then we've got that AI story. And then I think the all-up cognitive story just around being able to, you know, I'm not a data scientist, right?
And, I am.
I mean, maybe you are.
I am.
You are.
Okay,
me and him are.
Fine, but I'm not.
Don't feel left out.
I'm the lesser of the three. But that doesn't stop me from being able to use cognitive services. So I can go use cognitive services
absolutely.
To be able to do, again, vision, speech, text, all of these things that I can, it's just built in, super easy for me to use. And that was a really big, exciting part of the story today and the show today, is some of that. And then, again, taking that whoosh, to the edge.
The sound.
That's the sound.
Like, I think if you do that at the edge, you make that sound, it just feels, it's cathartic almost.
You feel, you know that you've deployed.
Awesome. Well, we have about 90 seconds left. One thing you want to talk about Azure Data, and then one thing you want to talk about Azure Compute.
Please.
You know, it's an exciting time. I mean, you know, it's like some of the capabilities we released in Cosmos DB today, the multi-master support, mm-hmm. I think it's just phenomenal.
It's unbelievable.
And I think that sort of improves your write availability, your latency and throughput. The same thing that you could do with reads, you can do with writes. You have VNet support, database migration service, GA, you know, like tie that up with managed instance. And I don't know, I'm just super excited, man, to see like all the cool applications move to Azure.
Awesome. Court.
You know, we already talked a little bit about it, but Azure Kubernetes Service coupled with container-based deployments and then taking those containers whoosh, to the edge. I think being able to get that portability, that cognitive service, deploying it in Azure, using container service there, deploying it in the edge, using the same containers on IoT Edge, it's a magical world.
I feel like we need to make a t-shirt that says, to the edge.
Whoosh. But we gotta, it's got to, like you hit a button and it'll make that
sound.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, and so in the last 30 seconds,
uh-oh.
A reminder. Migrate to Azure with confidence, colon, start moving your apps, data, and infrastructure today. There's a webinar. Thursday, May 17th, 10 a.m. PST.
Be there.
Register now at http://aka.ms, Azure Migration Webcast.
We'll make it worth your while.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right, well, we're going to cut to. We have another session coming up right now, and we will see you after the break.
See you.